Hello everyone, you're back on live with Mr. Tail Boogie. This is Monday, April 13th, 2020. And we're going to dive right into our first subject as soon as we come back from this short break. Peace. Hi everyone, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. We're going to dive right in. Liberal groups launch ad campaign to combat Trump GOP effort to woo black voters. Two liberal political action committees plan to launch a $3 million digital campaign aimed at engaging young black voters, targeting those who appear to be open to voting for President Trump or a third-party candidate. Priorities USA and Color of Change intend to launch the effort in several key battleground states within the next few weeks, getting an early start at trying to convince skeptical or unenthusiastic black voters whose participation will be critical if Democrats hope to limit Trump's tenure to one term. Priorities have done online surveys over the past several months that indicate a large share of young black men view Trump favorably than do African American women and older black voters. I give a brief comment on this once we come back. See you soon. Peace. Hello everyone, you're back on Listen to L Boogie. You have two liberal groups that Color of Change and Priorities that recently did polls to try to get a feeling about how young black voters are feeling about this upcoming election. And what they found out was that a lot of young black male voters are leaning towards number 45. It's funny because their lack of attention is finally catching up with them. They're having a hard time, you know, getting black voters, period, to be enthusiastic about trying to unseat number 45. And it's mainly because there's a disconnect with the black community and the Democratic Party because of lack of attention. We had a black president for 8 years, two terms that we supported overwhelmingly in each election, above 90%. The Democrat in 2008, when President Obama was elected, they had the presidency. The Democrats had the presidency and both houses, but yet they didn't come up with one bill to send to President Obama to sign on our behalf, the black community, which at that time was his base. So, once you know, smoke cleared and people start to tally up the actual value of his presidency, we come to the conclusion that there was a lot of lack of attention. And, you know, people are pissed, and unless they promise tangibles, expect low black voter turnout. Expect that, and then young people seem to be attracted to number 45 for whatever reason. And you know, I could say that, you know, it's something that's twisted, excuse me, but it's not, because the Democratic Party is getting what they deserve. Now, in the event they want to come up and offer tangibles, then maybe they'll see a change in attitudes. But until then, the attitudes will be the same. So that's all I have to say about that. Be back after these short messages. Peace. Hello, everyone. You're back on to listen to L Boogie. We're going to cover our next bit of news. Black News Channel co-founder, CEO Bob Berlante, stepped down 2 months after launching its national launch. Okay. Bob Berlante, co-founder and CEO of the Black News Channel, a national cable news network based in Tallahassee, has left the operation. The departure made public Friday evening by the network in a three-paragraph news release said Berlante is leaving to pursue other opportunities. It comes 2 months after the network made its national launch following several postponements. Berlante, a resident of Tallahassee with an extensive background in broadcast management, co-founded the network with former U.S. Black conservative J.C. Watts Jr., who serves as its chairman. Bob has been with BNC from its inception and has helped nurture this network from the seeds of an idea to the reality of launching a culturally specific news network focused on the diverse perspectives of the African American community, Watts said in the release. We are all grateful for his efforts and his sacrifice, and we wish him well in his future endeavors. Watts, who has been splitting his time between Oklahoma and Florida, will serve as interim CEO until a replacement is announced. Berlante was not available Sunday for comment. The Black News Channel made its national launch on February 10th from its multi-million-dollar network operating center and studio facility off Kilburn Center Boulevard in Northeast Tallahassee. Watts and Berlante had been working on bringing the network to fruition for more than a decade. Last October, Jacksonville Jaguars owner and billionaire businessman Shalid Khan, a foreigner, announced he's the majority investor in the network, which promises to capture an audience hungry for news and information, targeting Black viewers. Khan's announcement came before what was to be the original November 15, 2019 launch, which was then moved to January 6, 2020, but didn't happen and was pushed back to February 10th. At that time, Berlante told Tallahassee Democrat management needed more time to secure distribution rights that will boost its initial projected audience reach to 23 million satellite TV households and 10 million cable TV households, to new projections of 75 million viewers, including smartphone users. BNC can be viewed on Spectrum, Xfinity, X1, and the Roku channel. Additional distribution platforms will be announced in the coming weeks, the release said. Early in his career, Berlante served as executive vice president of the Florida Cable Telecommunications Association. While working at the association, he co-developed the idea for the Sunshine Network, an all-sports cable program network for Florida, which was headquartered in Orlando, Florida. After 14 years with the Florida Cable Telecommunications Association, Berlante in 1998 launched Florida's News Channel, a statewide 24-hour cable news network based in Tallahassee. It went off the air in 2005. that's it for this small segment. I'll be back with some closing words. See y'all in a minute. Peace. Hi everybody, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. I'll be closing out this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed this segment. There's a mechanism where you can leave me a message if you have any ideas for subjects or things you would like for me to cover in my podcast. Also, you can donate whatever you can. It helps with future endeavors for me, bringing on guests and possibly traveling to interview persons for my podcast. Thank you so much. And I'll see you guys again the next time God leaves his footprints in the sky. One love. Peace.